And now, the rest of the story. Sam stood at home plate, the bat poised over his left shoulder. But something was wrong. Now, the stands were empty. The friendly sounds of routine team practice echoed among the stands. The sun shone. A gentle breeze wafted over the bleachers. And yet something was wrong. There was no doubt at all in Sam's mind. Joe, the team's manager, was watching. He was near enough to see the strange hesitation in the batter's expression moments before Sam stepped back from the plate. This was more than just another swing in the ball club's batting practice. This was the first time that Sam had held a bat in most of two full seasons. And the reason for his absence from the game was the Korean War. And indeed, Sam did see combat. So when the old look came over his face at the beginning of his first practice in nearly 2 years, it was at once understandable, but it was worrisome to those watching. There stood Sam staring down at home plate. As though it were 10,000 miles away, he was silent, seemingly obsessed. Well, this is the rest of the story. Statistically speaking, there is no way that I could tell you how good a baseball player Sam was, and the reason, missing seasons, almost five missing seasons. Between 1943 and 1945, his seventh inning stretch was World War II. Sam was a Marine pilot then. Again, during the Korean War, when his reserve unit was called up in 1952. So as far as lifetime statistics are concerned, Sam's statistics are misleading by about a quarter of what should have been his playing career. But then one day Sam did come home to stay and to play. And he went down to the ballpark to see the fellas and to take the first swing at the rest of his life. But before the batting practice, before the pitcher could release that first ball, this veteran of two wars stepped out of the batter's box, his eyes wide, and he stared down at home plate. And after interminable seconds had passed, Sam called out to manager Joe, "What have you done to this plate while I was gone?" Joe said, "What do you mean?" Sam answered, "Home plate, it's out of line." The suggestion was ludicrous. And for a while, Boston Red Sox manager Joe Cronin stood there arguing with Sam. But finally, when it became clear that an official measurement was the only thing that would calm Sam down, Joe ordered the Fenway Park crew to get a transit and actually survey home plate. It's important to know exactly where that plate is. You've got to know which is a ball and which is a strike, and the corners of the plate are critical. Well, they surveyed it. Now, to the astonishment of everybody but Sam, home plate, in fact, was, and by the slightest degree, a fraction of an inch out of alignment with the baseball diamond, with the foul lines, with the ballpark itself. In the annals of Big League Baseball, one Hall of Famer stands tall. This man you've just met, Theodore Samuel Williams. You called him Ted Williams. All sorts of stunning statistics at bat, including a lifetime batting average of .344, 521 home runs, the last big leaguer ever to bat 400 in a season. And of the legendary Ted, it's been said that he possessed an indispensable secret weapon, which in part accounted for his phenomenal batting record, an incredible, almost unbelievable sense of vision. Well, of course, you know that Ted's eyesight was indeed out of sight, because now you know the rest of the story.